in Rapids and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The New Orleans attacker may have had help.
We do believe that there were multiple people that were involved in working with the driver of the vehicle.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merrill on CBS Mornings. At least 15 people died and more than 30 were injured when U.S. Army veteran Shamsuddin Jabbar plowed his rented Tesla truck into crowds celebrating New Year's. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Among the deceased victims, 27-year-old Nicole Perez, a manager at a deli market. Her friend and boss described Perez as hardworking and a great mother.
Police in Las Vegas say a serving Army officer called Matthew Allen Livelsberger rented the Tesla truck that caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel yesterday. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has more.
CBS did speak to two of his relatives who said that they had no idea that he was involved in this incident, but knew that he had recently rented a Cybertruck. We're told that his wife hadn't heard from him in several days.
CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Colder temperatures have arrived and look to stay for a while. Be sure you cover all exposed skin and limit your time outdoors. Brittany Merlot has more tips on how to avoid frostbite.
Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for school board or any local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards explains what you'll need to file before January 7th.
They'll have to provide their name and address and swear that they're a candidate for office, and at the time that they complete that document, they're going to meet the applicable age, citizenship, residency, and voting qualifications and requirements. They'll also have to file a campaign finance registration statement. In some school districts, nomination papers are required. Those have to be circulated and filed with the other papers, and that deadline is the first Tuesday in January, which in 2025 falls on January 7th.
If you miss the deadline, you have until noon on March 28th to register as a write-in. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you had a great one and a happy, safe New Year's.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off the new year the way we like to with our friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Happy 2025. I can't believe it's here.
Yeah,
it's
me
amazing.
Neither.
It's amazing. Brittany, maybe the most important question we asked to start off the year, did you make it to midnight?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. How about you guys?
Yes.
I think we all did. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, to be fair, I'm nocturnal.
That's true.
I'm always awake at midnight. I don't know if there's ever been a midnight I was not awake for, but regardless, we made it. That is a win for all of us as adults. Nicely done, everybody. Brittany, what has Mother Nature got in store for us to kick off the year?
Oh, she's got a beautiful start. Honestly, we might see a little bit more clouds and sunshine to start off our day, but we will end it bright and beautiful, and that holds the entire weekend long. Nothing but sunshine for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. but it's going to be a cold one, of course. We've got those temperatures today. Right now, we're in those mid-teens. We'll climb to the low 20s for highs, but it's breezy. Winds are still gusting around 20 miles per hour out of the northwest, so it's making it feel about 10 degrees cooler than that. So we've got to battle some wind chills over the weekend. It stays breezy through Friday and even into Saturday, with our highs falling to the teens on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So what it's really going to be feeling like is the single digits. So it'll be beautiful, but it'll be cold.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, we can handle that. We'll just stay inside. Yeah. Just stay inside, everybody. Just watch it from the afar. That's what you got to do. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for kicking off the year with us. You have a great one. We'll talk tomorrow.
You too. Thank you.
Best in the business right there for Brittany Rolone joining us every morning in this time slot. We got fun things coming up in other time slots in just a little bit. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got to pull our winner for December.
We do. We got the big job today.
Yeah.
Get to give away some gift certificates.
Looking forward to that. That is coming up in a little bit. We're also going to have some fun today. We are going to get into a couple of other fun topics. Hugging at the airport is being banned.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
We're going to get into that one. We got a couple of other things to get into. A study found taking lots of breaks during your workout can help burn calories.
Ooh,
we got that coming up a little bit later. What abbreviations do you think meant something else? That should be interesting.
Oh, I have a few of those, I think. Yeah.
And we've got a couple of interesting conversations lined up today as we have a shorter week with the holiday and everything. Mm-hmm. We are adding segments to areas, and that means that Quality Plus Printing is joining us today with our Wicked Awesome Word of Thursday.
Of Thursday. It doesn't quite work as well, but it's still good.
It usually the bumper is a Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday,
right.
But with this, it's Wicked Awesome Word of Thursday. You just got to insert that real quick. Phil will be joining us in studio for this Thursday.
Phil's coming along.
It's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that. Also going to be being joined by our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week. That'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour.
Excellent, excellent.
Have some entertainment news in there for you as well. Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song turns 30.
Oh my gosh.
The drummer from U2 in math. we got to get into Sean Ono. Sean Lennon.
Sean Ono Lennon, yes.
Sean Ono Lennon, sorry, yeah. We're going to bring him up a little bit later. And if we have time, I want to get this one in, Seth. The greatest dog characters of all time ranked.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I have some thoughts on that.
We will get into all of these, but want to start off, of course, with New Year's.
Yeah.
How was your New Year's for you and Beth and the boys?
Seth? Oh, we had a at-home New Year's this year.
Nice.
Actually, we were planning on doing something else. That kind of fell through, so we had to kind of do a little pivot and do something at home. So we got a couple of games. Oh, by the way, my youngest did get to go to the noonday Year's Day party at the library.
Nice.
He had a lot of fun there. That was a lot of cool.
Good.
They did a balloon drop at noon, which I thought was so cool.
So good.
That's
so
a great
good.
Idea.
Shout out to McMillan.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Great stuff they're doing there. So anyway, while they were there, they got a couple of board games, because I don't know if people know this. You can borrow board games from the library.
So
they've got
cool.
so many board games there. So we got a couple. They got a couple we hadn't played before, and so we had the kind of the snacky food all night. We played a bunch of games. Both boys stayed up till midnight to ring in the new year.
Nice.
First time I think they've first or second time. Yeah.
Yes, congratulations.
So that was so great. It was a lot of fun. It was a quieter one, but we really enjoyed it.
There's something about, and it really feels like that going forward, because I actually want to hear from the audience. Did anybody go out? Because
that's a good question.
I'm not saying like I know a ton of people, but I know a bunch of people in different ages, in different age groups and everything. And even young people were like, no, we're staying in. Okay. There was a lot of parties, indoor parties and stuff, but not a ton of going out. I want to know if anybody went out and had a good time, how it went.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
seemed... How late you stayed?
Yes.
Up or out, I guess. Yeah.
I'm always curious about that one. I wasn't feeling too great, and neither was my fur brother, Sam. Stayed indoors as well with that. But did something I probably haven't done since I was a kid, and watched some network TV, some of the specials and everything that were on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, for one, we talked about it last week a little bit. Ryan Seacrest is amazing at what he does. I'm not a big Ryan Seacrest fan or anything, but I know what it is like to do live work and being surrounded by people and some of these things. And he is unflappable. That guy, it just roll. He looks so comfortable doing this stuff. And
the best MCs need to be able to just roll with it, right?
Did a really good job, and their coverage was good. They did a nice job. It felt very. The Dick Clark special is not what it was. It made me nostalgic a bit because, for one, I don't remember if it was always so music centric. Like it just now it's That's just it's, yeah. it's music, music, hmm. music, music. It's all music now. Mm-hmm. Well, which I'm not judging. Just I was a little surprised by that. Right. I seem to remember comedy bits or interviews or something. I don't know.
There seemed to be more than that. Yeah, I think you're right.
But their production, it was very East Coast centric. It was like they didn't care anything about the Midwest, which was not how it used to be, from what I remember.
Yeah, they would do it for like each time zone. Basically, yeah, they would kind of do a little special thing. Right.
They did some stuff around the world, but as far as here in the States, it was kind of like the East Coast had their New Year's, and after that it was kind of like they went to the West Coast a little bit, but they didn't really care much about anything in between. They had one of the most Rita Ora, I think that's her name. I want to get her name right, because she was one of the most annoying human beings I've ever seen in my life. And I apologize to fans of hers, and even to her.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
And because of part of that, I had to flip. And I went over to the Nashville one. Checked that out a little bit. Also, to do a little homework for the Sunrise Show on 105.5 WIRI. Be sure to check out Trail Tunes tonight at 6 with Seth.
That's right.
And I was blown away. First off, Keith Urban is a vampire. Keith Urban is
something, man.
That or it's just Australian blood. I don't get it. Man, I don't know what it is either. Or what it is. I've never seen. I know who he is, but I don't think I've seen or heard him a lot. And I've seen him a little bit in interviews. I've heard him played his music over at 105.
Yep.
That man is a natural. Just a natural. As good as Ryan Seacrest was, this guy was doing it, and it looked like he was just, we're talking? Okay, let's go. And just completely comfortable and professional. Very good job. Segues beautifully. And they were at like about 8 different locations. They got Chris Stapleton over here, Lainey Wilson over here, Miranda Lambert over there. Just, you would be so blown away by the production and the seamlessness of everything, Seth. I was half enjoying the artist and half just being blown away by the TV production. It's been a while since I saw that good a production in TV, where they had no hiccups, no flaws, boom, boom, boom.
That's
just
good.
Went to every single thing. It was really well done.
Yeah,
I was really impressed.
If I remember correctly, we didn't have the TV on, basically. We did for the ball drop or whatever it was. I think we had the Nashville one because it was like the music note or whatever it was that they drop in Nashville. I think that's the one we did the countdown to. And I just saw very, very little. And by that time, you know, a whole bunch of people are on stage like, woo, you know, kind of thing. So, that's really cool to hear. That's really neat. Boy, did they have a lot of people for that, too.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
It was huge.
They had everybody.
Everybody. And every artist I saw did a darn good job. But I have to single out. Lainey Wilson is one of the biggest stars you're going to hear and see. But Chris Stapleton is the real deal, man. Like that guy, if you don't know, if you haven't listened to him or anything like that, and it's hard to imagine, but at this point, anybody hasn't. But if you haven't, if there was an artist right now that I'm like, give this guy a shot, give this person a shot, that's it. Like, that's the guy right there.
He's a throwback. He's one of those guys that he's kind of like, he reminds me kind of, and not just 'cause, not the way he looks or sings or anything, but he's kind of got that Johnny Cash kind of vibe to him, you know, that can do anything.
He's got all that outlaw country in him, while also sounding like the Allman Brothers. That was one person, like as just one guy.
He's remarkable.
He really is. I haven't been excited about a Super Bowl halftime show probably since Prince, like I am for Kendrick Lamar. I'm extremely excited for that. I'm more excited for that maybe even than the game in some ways, just because I don't know who's playing yet.
Right.
Once I know who's playing, then I'll probably care more.
Yeah.
But next year, either Lainey Wilson or Chris Stapleton. That's who, nothing else. I don't care who else you mention. Get them both to do it. But that needs to be the Super Bowl halftime show tomorrow.
That would be really cool.
Next year. One of those two. One of those artists.
Yep.
And it was a good New Year's. Safe one. It seemed like everybody in town seemed a good one all around.
Yep.
Call up and let us know how you celebrated yours. Love to hear from you. And most importantly, even if you just call up and say, I did, I want as many calls as we can today about people that stayed up till midnight.
Oh, okay.
I want as
the
many
challenge
as we can.
Is out there.
You don't have to say much. You can just say, I did, or however you want to say it, and hang up. That's fine.
That's fine. 715-424-2600. We'll keep a tally,
We kick off the new year with, encouraging people to have a positive outlook. You know, have a strong perspective on things. Okay. You choose your mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, it's important in life. And like the old phrase tells us, you know, choosing your battles wisely. Don't get bent out of shape over everything. You don't have to cry over spilled milk. You know, and thankfully nobody was crying and there was no injuries as a overturned tanker spilled milk all over in Minnesota.
Oh no! Oh no!
Authorities in Minnesota says Santa Claus may have been deprived of some of his traditional snacks when a tanker truck spilled its load of milk onto the road. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office said the trucker tipped over in Mapleview Road, just north of County Road 40 intersection, around 9 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day.
Oh no! Oh,
the tanker would. Which had been hauled about 6,400 gallons of milk, spilled some of the liquid onto the roadway. The driver told deputies the trailer's tires got too close to the shoulder of the road.
Oh, yeah, okay. Slid right off, yeah.
Thankfully, the driver wasn't injured. Nobody else was injured or anything. And I believe that this was perfect for the reindeer. Like, maybe Santa didn't get any of that milk, but that's right there for the reindeer.
You know, they usually don't get any milk. I just realized, you know, maybe Santa was flying over at that, you know, going, maybe, well, it's Christmas Day, so he's heading back, you know, to the North Pole, and all of a sudden the reindeer are like, and he's, what's going on? Milk was spilled all over the ground. Okay, guys, you can have some. There you go.
My sister was upset that we didn't have anything for the reindeer, and we went out and we grabbed sticks and pine cones and put them up there. And I, to this day, I don't know what she was thinking, but I helped. I helped her.
You helped her. Hey, you know, I don't know what reindeer. I don't think they eat sticks and pine cones.
I'm pretty
but, you know,
that's not their diet, but, you know, Jill had a good intent. She was trying. She was trying. We will take a timeout. We'll come back with El Cafe's birthday and anniversary club. It's Seth and James taking you through your morning right here at WFHR. Happy New Year, everybody.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to El Cafe. They are open today, everybody.
All right.
They're just waiting for you over there.
They are waiting for you.
221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Bring your kids, your grandkids, neighbors. Have a good time. Enjoy. They got some great stuff going on over there. We encourage you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date, not only on the cool things that they are doing over there, because they're always up to fun stuff.
They are. All the time.
But, of course, to keep up to all the things that they are doing with their menu and all of that as well. There's a lot of great things going on at El Cafe. We want to send a gigantic thank you to our friends over at El Cafe, because not only do they sponsor this segment, and we're pretty much the only people doing live birthdays on the air or anything anymore.
I think that is correct.
But they also give us the opportunity every month to grab a winner from our winners of the anniversary.
Yep, that's right.
For $20 gift certificates to El Cafe.
All right.
We appreciate so much you guys getting us these entries so we can play along. Mm-hmm. Last month we had 33 entries.
33.
We had some late ones come in and everything.
That's so okay. We love taking
that
qualifiers.
That was kind of fun. Yes.
Yeah.
So this was a blast. We appreciate you guys getting us these. And you get us these by sending them to us. You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Go right ahead and do that. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. Like our page, direct message us, get us those birthdays and anniversaries, and you can call up live on the air.
715-424-2600 is the number to call, and we've had a few more people do that recently, and that's been a lot of fun. So keep it up, everyone.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys doing that. Keep getting those birthdays and anniversaries to us, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Seth, out of these 33, we have made the audience wait long enough.
Okay.
Get us our qualifier.
Let's see, December, 31 days, 33 people. I'm going to choose 32.
Ah, okay, 32. And that gives us, Tom and Emily Anders.
Oh, yay, congratulations.
Tom and Emily. There we go, now it's official.
Our winners.
Tom and Emily celebrated an anniversary on the 28th.
Ooh, very nice.
And we hope you guys had a great one. It's going to get even better.
It is.
Because now you've got two $20 gift certificates to take Ryan over to El Cafe and celebrate with them.
Free food, everybody. Buy a pie.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Celebrate definitely. With a pie.
Get two of them.
Yeah.
we appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. You will have a chance to win again. Keep on getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. And again, a big thank you to El Cafe. We appreciate the team over
there. They're great. We love them.
We have got a possible two qualifiers here.
Okay.
Seth, I need a one or a two.
Let's do one today.
All right. Let's get that one in there so we can go ahead and get into the qualifying. And, let's see here. We got a phone call.
Let's see what happens. Maybe get a new one in here.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I would like to turn two January birthdays in. The 7th of January.
All right.
And Lindsay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did not hear the name, miss. Who did you want for the 7th?
Luke Feit, F-E-I-T.
Okay.
And Lindsay Feit for the 29th.
Okay. We will try to keep those in a list and put those on there. Thank you so much, and you have a good morning.
Thank you. Keep up the work.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Appreciate
thank you for
it.
That. Thank you. Have a great New Year's. So we got those. We got some birthdays coming up.
Already on the list.
Nice work. And for today, January 2nd, we take a look and we wish a happy birthday to Danielle Carl.
Happy birthday, Danielle.
Enjoy your day, Danielle.
Yes.
That's a good one for it.
Mm-hmm.
And our qualifier today, Penny Love.
Happy birthday, Penny, and congratulations. Our first qualifier of 2025.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congrats.
You don't get anything for that, but it's cool.
No, it's but
cool.
It's bragging rights. brag to people. I say brag to people.
I agree.
We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays for this January 2nd. An interesting list, as always. First off, wishing a happy birthday to, Tia Carrera is 57.
Wow.
She had a moment there in the late 90s, early 2000s. Wayne's World, as she was in, I believe, and some other things.
She had a little bit of a music career, too.
Yes,
She's kind of a belter. She's got a really good rock and roll voice. I have to give her that. And then I think she was on a TV show, and I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember what it was either.
But it was a little successful, yeah.
I do remember her with the music thing, and I do remember her. She covered something, and did a nice job with it. Tay Diggs is 53 today. Fantastic actor.
Oh, yes. He's fabulous.
He's done a lot of movies. I think you'd know him if you saw him kind of thing.
Done
some TV here and there. But his work in Rent is probably still his best work.
Yes.
He was incredible in Rent.
Man, that whole cast was amazing. But he was very good in that.
It's one of the more flawless casts you might see.
Telling you.
The original cast of Rent. Actor Dax Shepard is 49 today. was a nominee for a People's Choice Award and favorite TV actor. Has done a lot of good work there. He's got he had a reality show where he was all about cars and everything for a while too, right. That he was doing. And famously married with Kristen Bell.
To Kristen Bell, yes. Probably one of the more famous celebrity couples out there because they do a lot like together. Which a lot of couples do.
It's kind of a throwback,
yeah.
In some way. Like that used to be a bigger. That used to happen right. A lot more and everything. And now, yeah, not as much. And actress Kate Bosworth is 41 today.
Wow.
Portrayed Lois Lane in the film Superman Returns. Has done a handful of other pretty good work as well. I do want to take a moment though to wish a very happy 77th birthday to Jack Hanna. TV host Jack Hanna, of course, Into the Wild. There aren't many people that could did what he did for as long did what he's done yes. for as long as over 40 years.
Yes,
he's been doing this.
Man, he would of course appear. How many times was he on the Tonight Show?
Yeah,
He would come up with Johnny and the animals he would bring on, and of course hijinks would ensue. Those were classic. I think he did it on purpose. Just what? How can I mess with Johnny?
Jodie Foster. Jodie Foster once said that being a good actor is about being the most uncool person in the room,
right?
Because it's all about just being human, and it's not about trying to look cool or any of these things. It's just being you. And as a little kid watching Johnny Carson, part of the reason I say he's the greatest to ever do it and all those things is because he was so willing to be made fun of, to look silly, to have the monkey on his shoulder and doing what the monkey does and everything. And all these things. Like, up until then, if you were a TV host, even Steve Allen, who I loved and looked up to and everything, had the perfect suit, had the hair right and everything. Always had to...
Always winking at the audience, like, you know, he's above this a little bit. You know, he was apart from what he was kind of doing, yeah.
Johnny leaned into the tonight of the Tonight Show.
Right.
And it was more laid back. And the looseness of it, while also being able to control everything. And being the perfect conductor on that stage and everything. People, if you haven't learned what he was behind the scenes and how much Johnny Carson changed late night TV that way and everything. Just there's something to that. And his work with Jack Hanna was some of my favorite because you never knew what was going to happen.
No.
Johnny didn't know what was going to happen, but he was 100% in.
He was in?
100% in. And I think part of it was Jack Hanna too. And he was such a good, like, he could play off of things so well.
He was a very good. A very good communicator of animals as well. I mean, he was good at teaching stuff to people. People would learn something at the same time laughing at whatever was happening to Johnny at that time.
They're both very good at what they did.
Yes, yep.
Actress Wendy Phillips is 72 today as well. I Am Sam, I would say, is probably some of her best work.
Oh, yeah,
That was a good one of hers. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. And I knew there was somebody else I wanted to mention here, but I can't find him, of course.
Of course.
But Anthony Carrington, Barry in Gotham, good TV actor right there.
Oh, okay.
So a number of names out there. We want more names, everybody. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you.
We do.
Keep getting them to us. And yes, we will take early birthdays and anniversaries,
we
everybody.
Do. We don't whenever you get them to us, we'll take them. Yeah.
One more time, congratulations to our qualifier, Penny Love.
Happy birthday, Penny.
And congrats to her.
Yep.
And again, one more time, a very big congratulations to our winners for the month of December, Tom and Emily Anders.
Yes. Congratulations, you two. Celebrate again in January.
Yeah, yeah. They won two $20 gift certificates to El Cafe. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. Get on over there, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. And be listening tomorrow for another opportunity to hear our qualifiers to win to celebrate our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. We've got a news break coming up, some sports. Take care of our partners. Seth and I will come back, and we are talking this airport thing about the hugging. It's a ban
no
on
hugging
at airports
no
or
hugging.
Something. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll also be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing coming up. And, of course, 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with our Southwick County Humane Society right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Protecting your personal information and finances from fraudsters gets harder each year. The BBB has some suggestions to help you avoid fraud. Lisa Hale has more.
Starting the new year with a new awareness of scammers and their methods can help you have a fraud-free year in 2025. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau has collected a group of resolutions to help you stay fraud-free. Resolve to be cautious with email. be wary of any unsolicited emails. Resolve to never send money to strangers. Research before making online payments and purchases. Resolve to never share personal information with a stranger. Resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. And resolve to be social media smart. Finally, check your financial statements regularly and educate yourself on the latest scams.
High school football coaches in Wisconsin are pitching a plan to change how the postseason works here. With more, here's Civic Media's sports director, Jimmy Cuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025. According to WIAA data, there are approximately 425 high school football programs in Wisconsin, of which 240 make the playoffs.
The next step is a coaches advisory committee meeting on January 7th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, we got to just gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Hope y'all are having a great start to your day, your new year, and everything above. James here with you. Got my co-host, Seth.
Good morning.
And we're going to kick off this segment with our good friends from Quality Puts Printing in our wicked awesome Word Up Thursday. Phil Hartley joining us in studio. Phil,
yeah, it's a new year. You know, we got to change things up a little.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. I agree.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yes. Every once in a while, throw a little curveball in there. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Actually, I do want to shout out you and our friends at Quality Puts Printing. Not only the sponsorships and everything you do for us and everything you do in this community, Phil, but heard such good things about our coloring book that was out there that did so well, that was so much successful and everything. It was a lot of fun. Just wanted to start off wrapping up last year with you guys. A successful year, I would say, for Quality Plus.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we continue to grow. You know, when I bought the place, 3 years now, it's kind of crazy.
Wow.
You know, so like many of people, I lost my position at the mill when the mill closed and ended up here at Quality Plus Printing, and it's been 3 years. So it's growing now. We've gone from having 3 employees, now we're up to 9.
Wow.
So small but growing company, and almost tripled the business in a couple of years. So we're getting there, and we're trying to come up with new and inventive, and what can we do next? I can't sit still very well, as you both are the same.
Yeah.
And so when I get going, I you know, what do we got to do to keep changing? What do we got to do to keep improving? And so if anybody has ideas, bring them on.
Yeah. There we go.
Because I'm very open to that, but we continue to grow, and I, you know, bless this community that has supported us and that we serve. We're pretty lucky that way.
What are you guys up to coming up in this new year over at Quality Plus stuff?
So it slows down at the end of December and then ramps back up right now. So when I get back over there, I'm sure we'll get some emails coming. But so we do a lot of work with the school department. So they start, you know, they're all back in starting today. So we'll start getting a bunch of orders that way. We do a lot of work. Who was I going to shout out? Oh, Edge. You remember Edge VR?
We've been doing
some good work for them. And so we went out there with our Christmas party a couple weeks ago.
Excellent.
Had a blast.
That is so much
again,
fun.
So again, local companies, you know, when you have people that support us this way, they order shirts from Wham, you know, Wham, and they've done their business cards and stuff with us. So always look to reciprocate, you know, and then you find some neat local companies that way. And
absolutely.
They're one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you haven't gone out there and seen it, and the greatest of people as well. So if you haven't gone out there and supported them yet, go out there and have some fun with your family. Your group.
Especially as it's getting colder and colder out, you're looking for things to do indoors. That's a great one.
They've got so much great stuff there.
And you're not only, but you're indoors, but you can go anywhere.
That's right, the VR
and everything, you can go all over the place. We were in space, I believe.
Yes, we were.
It was pretty cool.
And the River Kings keep us busy, you know, this time of year. So we're doing their programs. We just printed their big program book that they hand out. And they're having a really great season.
I saw Facebook on
first place in their division right now.
Yep.
So yeah, get out and they play at home this weekend because we get a bunch of programs for them today. So yeah, so support them. So again, this is so fun having this job. Not only is it working well, but you get to see all the things in the community that's going on. So it's kind of a blessing that way too.
And Phil, and to the audience, I want to apologize. We don't get you in studio very often. I don't mean to be distracted, but as you guys know, being radio heads and everything yourselves, part of the reason you stay in this industry is the clothes you get. It's so much about. I'm wearing a United Way shirt that Terry gave me.
There's a reason I started Wham. It wasn't for other people. It was so I could print my own shirts.
Phil, you brought over something. I just wanted to thank you. I appreciate this. This is first off, I love the color. The color is fantastic.
Yep.
But Philip brought over a shirt for us here, and it is on the front. It says, "This is my swear shirt."
Yep.
It's already on top. And then what on the back, which is my favorite go-to swear words.
Yes,
your
replacement.
Swear word replacement.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we do custom-made shirts for Wham, you know, and apparel of any type, hats, anything. We can pretty much print on anything. So I said, well, we do so much for other people. What can we come up with our own line, you know? So one day that, I don't know why that came into my head, but what do you say instead of swearing when you're around your kids or around in a social group that you have to hold back a little bit on?
Yeah.
And so I asked my staff that, so I made them those shirts, you know, and then I said, okay, we got to start reaching out. And so I sent some to my family back in Maine, you know, so we're going to start getting them out, you know, I thought it'd be cool to bring you one, Jane. So I asked
Couldn't
James one day.
Enough.
Yeah, so I got to get Seth one too, and the rest of the staff here, we'll outfit them in knees. But
nice.
Coming to a place near you or whatever, you want to be the envy of your neighborhood, your friends.
Absolutely.
And have your very own This Is My Swear shirt. And whatever you say, like zoinks or whatever.
Excelsior.
Yeah. Something that you say when you don't want to swear.
Right.
We put that on the back and you can wear it proudly around.
Very nice.
I'll be wearing that very proudly. Oh, yes. My new favorite shirt, man.
I'm happy to hear that.
That is fantastic. This is the kind of thing that you guys can order from Quality Plus.
Yeah.
You know, where so many places, you're going online, you're trying to talk to somebody on there. Maybe if you're fortunate, you get a real human being on a phone or something like that. Here, send on over to A Street.
Yeah.
Just walk on in. Give a call. Direct a message over online if you want. Whatever you're comfortable with. If you have an idea, they want to hear it.
Yeah, we can do it. You know, that's my philosophy. Bring it on. Let's try it out. And then we've tried printing on wood. We've tried printing on metal. We can do it.
Yeah,
you know, we can do it. We'll find a way.
That's
great. We're local here. Let's try it and try to keep it here. And again, it's all about reciprocating. So if we can find a way to help you, and we'll definitely look a way that we can reciprocate and give you some business as well.
Yeah.
This is what we're all about as a community, helping each other, raising each other up and everything. And I think it'd be a really interesting conversation sometime to get into with you, Phil. But for right now, just to touch on it a little bit, you mentioned, losing the position at the mill and kind of doing this in that, going with this with your energy and everything. We've seen, and this community has been hit hard by that. But I am so proud of this area where we're not the only community that lost a mill, but we're one of the only communities that is, I would say, thriving in comparison to so much else and everything. And so much of it is the people of this area and the fight in them, the ingenuity of them, the creativity and pivoting. And we talk about this a lot in tech business and everything, where you pivot your industry and you start out doing this and you go this direction. This area has been so strong in that regard. We talk about this with the mayor all the time about bringing new businesses in.
Right.
And so a lot of that is giving locals jobs and giving locals opportunities and everything.
Right.
We're fortunate.
We're pretty blessed to have a bunch of hardworking people in this town. And not only Mid-State being here has been a huge win.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Because a lot of people have been able to take some classes there and come up with something new, like we've done here, but it's in many different fields. So we're blessed that way. Of course, UWSP is down the road. So we're blessed with that being around us. But you're right, a bunch of hardworking people that didn't give up, didn't fold up shop and run.
Yeah.
They said, what can we do else? Yeah. What else can we do to make this community better and make a living, obviously? So it's been... I've been amazed, I'll be honest.
Same,
because we
have
900 jobs almost that day, the mill closed. And you go, okay, boy, that's going to be... It hasn't. We're seeing new retail pop up. We're seeing new businesses pop up. And it is. It's ingenuity and a lot of...
absolutely. Nicely said.
Inner spirit that is not giving up. Yeah.
We have to get more Yiddish words in the word of the day.
Sorry, I threw that one in. I didn't know where it came from, to be honest with you.
Beautiful. It was great.
But I grew up in a small town. The mill closed in northern Maine. Nothing like this, unfortunately.
Wow.
I had a class of 130 in my high school, and now I think the incoming one this year was a little over 20.
Wow.
So it shows you. But it was a one-horse town. This Rapids was not a one-horse town.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we're blessed that way with the cranberry industry. But again, so many other new things
coming.
Exactly. Like Edge VR. Who knew? So bring it on.
Absolutely. And as well as, it's a great, interesting thing you mentioned there with Edge VR, newer business that's been thriving and doing very well over there. And then right behind it is Skate City that's been there forever and still doing very well.
I went by there on New Year's Eve and see the cars loading up over there. They're going to have a party that night.
I
give a shout out too. We got I have neighbors right in my little whatever you want to call it, little condo that I'm in there with three businesses, but we have new owners in the market. We should talk to them about getting on WFHR.
Absolutely.
Here. But in the mailbox store right next door to me that does a lot of sending, and they were really busy over the last few days.
Of course.
New owners over there just starting today.
Very cool.
Opening up shop.
Hey,
so,
congrats to them.
So we'll have to talk to them about coming over here on WFHR.
Absolutely.
But the Reimer family, And,
right on, and
interestingly, the gentleman who's the father, that's the main owner, I worked with at the mill. So again, another
full
spin-off.
Circle, yeah. Yes.
Where he spun off, and now he just him and his son are operating that business
right
over there, and his wife. So pretty cool. Give them some business over there, our next door neighbor.
Yeah, perfect.
Phil, what is our wicked awesome word of Thursday?
Yeah, here we go. So it's not revelry, which would be a good word for today too.
Sure, right after New Year's.
But we're going reverie.
R-E-V-E-R-I-E. Man, I get so angry at the referees during games all the time.
Well, this might be what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
This might be, which is daydreaming. So daydreaming and thinking of a good output on a beach somewhere, I think, I guess.
Right.
So yeah, referee is the daydream. It's a good New Year's Day.
Yeah,
where, we're thinking about what's going to happen next year. Hopefully a bunch of positive things, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Absolutely.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
So referee is the daydream. Dreamer, they say on here, if you're relaxing on the beach dreaming of how you never get up and go back to work, you're engaged in reverie. Or a pleasant daydream.
Yeah, there you go.
I imagine there's some people out there that got 1 foot in reverie, 1 foot in work, right? Yeah, it's one of those weird weeks.
Trying to get back into swinging.
That's what I thought would be a good word. We're still all coming out of the coma, so yeah.
Buy local, support local, and support those over in our area here, and those that support this community, like Quality Plus Printing, everybody. Join them at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow them on social media. Great Facebook page. Be sure to keep up to date on things right through there as well. Phil, can't thank you enough, man. Thank you for the shirt. Thank you for everything you put into this community, you and your team over there. Wishing you guys a very, very happy New Year's.
Yeah, you guys as well. Thanks so much for having me in, and always a pleasure. Yeah. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Phil.
We'll see you again real soon. And we'll be back real soon, everybody, right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
That was very fun. Great way to start off the year with that. Yeah.
Great segment. Great live segment. 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Head on over to 8th Street South for all your printing needs and say hi to the gang over at Quality Plus Printing. Wish them a good morning and a happy new year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to be careful how you're wishing happy new years in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
An airport in New Zealand is in the news for their new hugging policy that they just adopted. If you're dropping someone off at the airport, farewell hugs are now limited to 3 minutes max. Good luck trying this in the Midwest.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. No, that would never work.
They put up a sign that says, max hug time, 3 minutes. For fonder farewells, please use the car park. This is in Dundalin, on New Zealand's South Island.
Okay, all right.
They're doing it to help with traffic around the airport and limit how long people hang out at drop-off lanes, but the internet is divided on whether it's a good policy or not. One person called it inhumane, and I feel like that's a little bit too far.
Okay, 3 minutes is a decent chunk of time.
It's pretty good.
If you're actually hugging someone for 3 minutes, that's awkward. I mean, at one point, that's got to feel awkward. If like a hug is like more than 10 seconds for me, it's like, whoa, what's going on here?
honestly, depending on the person, if it's lasting more than 3 minutes, I'm checking my wallet. Like, wait a minute. that seems a little
too needed
long.
Money for the trip.
But the hug part, I'm not so focused. I think that what they're getting the rule a little wrong here. Mm. They're focusing on the physical hug part. It's the talking.
Yeah, that's what actually does it, right? That makes it last longer. You're so right.
3 minute conversation. You have 3 minute or something like that. You can put it word it that way. Then I think they would be a little better off. The hugging thing. I think a lot of people would be with you on that.
I mean, think of the longest hug you've ever had. If it's over a minute, that's a really long hug, man.
If you're ever curious of how long a minute really is, try doing live radio. I'll tell you.
Sometimes it can be an eternity.
Yeah. The best comment came from an American who said, "You get 3 minutes to hug. In America, they don't even want you to stop. Just come to a slow roll, push your passenger out and just keep going.
And then you're off." Yeah, exactly.
The bigger the airport, the crazier that can be.
Oh,
I have literally 100%. Seen people going like 2-3 miles an hour and somebody getting out of a vehicle at O'Hare and with their things, even.
That's amazing. That is Chicago, though, I got to mention. I got to say that.
L.A. was actually more laid back.
Oh, okay.
Like the LAX airport, I thought that would be crazier. It was much more laid back than O'Hare.
In New York, if you go to any of the New York airports, forget it. No one's moving.
Yeah, I believe.
I'll let you out here. It's a mile to the airport, but we're not going anywhere, so yeah.
As we get closer to spring break and everything, we're going to be diving into a bunch of airport conversation stories I've got put aside. Ooh, and everything okay. For that. The airport etiquette is the closest I believe we have to Mad Max. I believe it is as close as we get to that futuristic world where everybody's got mohawks and dyes their hair and stuff like earrings. I don't know why.
I don't know how they can shave.
They're still doing this dystopia. When they still do the dystopian future and everything, it's still basically the cast from Mad Max.
It is. They can't get past that for some reason. I don't know. Because all of a sudden, like, everyone gets piercings after the dystopia.
Yes.
It's like, what?
There's no water. There's no gasoline. But we've got enough hairspray and we have like plenty of like hairstylists.
Yes. Yeah.
Plenty of people to still cut your hair.
I'm telling you, man, at Claire's Boutique, they're going to do bonkers, business in the after the apocalypse, right?
Yeah, 3 minute hugs. I don't know about that one. Don't know.
I hope people in New Zealand are taking a long time to say goodbye. That's nice for that people in New Zealand.
I like that.
Yeah, they have to stop them from doing it.
We're doing a lot more conversating with breaking up our words and using shorthand with a lot of our conversations. Not just that we speak to each not just that we're speaking to each other, but also that we're writing.
Yes.
This comes from texting a lot. We are texting and emailing more than we've ever done, of course, in time.
Yeah. And that's usually sometimes with a shorthand, like you're talking about. Yeah.
I learned most of the shorthand. My mom was actually going to school to be a stenographer. Her family wanted her to be an attorney. She wanted to be a stenographer.
It's still in the court.
and with that, you have to learn a lot of shorthand in those things.
Actual shorthand, yeah.
Yeah. So I learned a little bit from her over the years. And then when I first started in radio, I worked part-time. And one of the ways to make a couple extra hours was helping Pam in the office and working with her and doing Over the Back Fence was one of my original things. And with Over the Back Fence, as knowing shorthand is vital. It really does help a lot.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever learned that.
I'm with you. But it's in the busiest days of Over the Back Fence, it was a lifesaver to be able to use shorthand. And so I see a lot of these worlds meshing now as we're getting more and more into abbreviating things. And with that, of course, comes a lot more confusion. You know, my friends and I do this thing every once in a while. We'll just out of the blue text each other a bunch of random emojis. And it takes you a minute to realize that, wait a minute, what was he trying to say with this?
What's he telling me?
I don't understand.
What is this arcane writing that you sent me?
Beekeeper with a candlelight. I don't understand, but it's just to mess with each other.
Yeah, exactly, of course.
But then there's the ones you see, and you're like, okay, they're just messing with me. And no, that actually meant something.
Uh-oh.
And so someone asked the internet, what abbreviation did you think meant something else? So you see it, and you think it means one thing, but mm-hmm. they thought it meant something else. So a lot of people thought SMH meant so much hate.
Oh, okay.
Like they really just, that's a lot of hate, or that's they really didn't like something. Okay. Some people said, I thought it was smack my head, like a facepalm.
Oh, jeez, smack my head, okay, yep. Mm. Okay, so which is it?
Yeah.
They don't tell us.
They don't tell us.
Oh, no, come on.
Because I think in part because nobody, who's the originator of these things?
That's
you
the
know?
Thing. I mean, who knows? Yeah.
They're just coming out of nowhere, which is yep. still kind of cool, too.
Yep.
Like, it's a little bit like, well, who made this word hip or anything? And, you know, just, yeah, right. Nobody knows. I thought IYKYK was people just making that sound out loud. I could see that.
It's like it looks like an exclamation.
Yes. It means if you know, you know.
Yep.
But if you know what it means, then you know.
Like, yeah.
It's kind of funny that the abbreviation is also very similar to what
it's very meta. It's very meta.
Very
yeah.
much. Mm-hmm. Very much. Also, that's too much. That's too much. IYKYK. If it's more than four letters, that's too much.
I think, yeah.
I think four letters is the
three.
Max.
Yeah, yeah.
Three, four, that's the max. Otherwise, what are we doing? You're not saving any time. And as a side note, if you have to explain the abbreviation to somebody more than two or three times, you're not saving any time.
Right.
It does not make sense. You're just looking for attention. I don't feel like it works at all.
You know, I'm kind of, real quick side note here. So there's a famous abbreviation, Tonstoffel, which means there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Yes.
Why has that not become a thing?
Yeah.
Come on, people.
Yeah.
Come on, internet. I want to see people writing out Tonstoffel.
I really want to see that one. Yeah. I want to see the abbreviation of that. Yeah. For your ID, I thought that I stood for I and D stood for identification.
Identification. I love it. That's great.
Identity document is what it means. Just for anybody who was still uncertain.
No, that's awesome. I hadn't heard that before. That's good. I like that.
I have to look.
Identification, not a word.
I was just going to say,
I don't think that's a word.
It is in Wiktionary. It isn't in the Wiktionary, not in the dictionary, but it is in the Wiktionary.
So it's become a word.
Yeah.
So originally it was. It just, common usage, I guess.
Not really a word.
No.
But I thought OG just meant original. I work in mortgages, and I've labeled original loan term documents as OG terms. And given them to my director for review, not realizing I labeled them original gangster terms.
That's good.
That's hilarious.
In a professional setting, I love it.
Here you are, sir. Here's my OG documents.
Yes.
Did you just say OG?
What? What are you talking about? Who are you?
Original gangster. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Let's see here.
By the way, that's a weird phrase.
Yes.
That's a very strange phrase to become so, you know, ingrained in our culture. That's just odd. Anyway.
Okay, so AI. When I was growing up, it meant artificial insemination, but that, of course, gone another direction now.
Yes,
AI,
yes.
Artificial intelligence.
Yes, it has.
But
I hadn't thought about that, but that's right, yeah.
That made me think of the cow place that you pass every time you go into Madison.
ABS.
ABS. Yeah,
ABS, yeah, and they're right great away. Signs, yes.
There are certain things that you, again, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and if you've lived in this part of the area or part of the Midwest or you travel a lot between Madison and here, like, that's all you got to say, and immediately people know what you're talking about.
When I lived in Minnesota and my family would come visit my sister, that was a landmark. ABS was always a landmark.
Yep. Yeah.
That we'd say, oh, what's on the sign today? You know, always so clever.
And whoever has been working on those signs for, they amazing.
Years and years, yeah.
Every time I pass it, I will break my neck to see that sign. I will look at it. I thought ETS after a time was short for estimated for longer than I'd care to admit. That's pretty good.
That's the estimated time, right? Yeah.
Yes, yes. EST, that's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one. And I see, actually, I see that one quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the, one of the more popular ones you see, especially in social media and in chat settings, is BRB.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this person thought BRB meant bathroom break. It kind of fits.
That's not bad. That's actually, I would take that one. Yeah.
Be right back is what it usually is, what it terms.
Which technically could be a bathroom break.
Exactly.
They're
exactly.
just not being specific about it. So, yeah, it could be one of both. Right. I'd say use it for either. Yeah.
Not that far-fetched, actually.
No, it's not.
Are there any out there? 715-424-2600. Let us know what you think. What are some abbreviations that you either weren't sure of or you got wrong? This is a safe place.
I remember the first time I saw LOL. And I seriously thought it was lots of love.
Because
that's what I always had seen it as a kid growing up. And then someone informed, no, that's laugh out loud. Oh, okay.
I think that it's funny when you come across ones that mean that actually are used for two different things.
Yes, that's a good point.
And they have two, and they two very different meanings. Mm-hmm. Those are good. Those are good. But there's, I mean, I don't know, the almost endless amount of these for me. As far as in social media nowadays, I think most of the abbreviations or acronyms I kind of remember learning just in the fly. But I would say in the social media age and in texting,
mm-hmm.
especially,
oh, yeah.
I don't do it as much now, but I worked for so long with so many younger people that for a long time that I just ask. I would just ask.
It's not fine. You look uncool, but you're uncool anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Just go ahead and own it. Which is kind of cool, actually. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning. I am one that hates abbreviation.
Oh.
When I text somebody, I spell out the whole word. I don't care if it takes the whole page.
Oh, that's great.
I use abbreviation.
Love it. Good on you. Good on you. Yeah.
Yes. Good on you.
I tend to do the same thing, too. Every now and then I will, but in general, I try to type everything out.
I think that...
That's great, though. Yeah. 100%.
Let people learn some things here, baby.
Maybe,
especially if you're texting younger people, maybe they learn a little something.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Appreciate you, sir. Have a good morning and a good new year. Thanks for the call.
All right, yeah.
We have got our friends from the Southfield County Humane Society joining us with our Pet of the Week coming up. That is going to be so much fun. We'll have some entertainment news. Plenty more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. The New Orleans truck attacker, 15 dead, more than 30 wounded, and the hunt is on for accomplices.
We're going to continue to assume that he is not a lone wolf until we know otherwise.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on CBS Mornings. Hospital Chief Medical Officer Jeffrey Elder telling CBS Mornings about the injury.
As of today, we have 15 patients still in the hospital, and their conditions range from critical to stable.
After a one-day postponement, the Sugar Bowl is due to kick off in New Orleans a few hours from now. Investigators in Las Vegas are probing a possible link with the Tesla truck that caught fire and exploded outside the Trump Hotel there yesterday. The driver died.
Both involved trucks that were rented from the Turo app, and both did involve U.S.-born military service members who served in Afghanistan around the same time.
CBS's Andres Gutierrez reporting from Las Vegas. CBS News.